Chapter 28. Frankie asks a question. Exhausted by her adventures, Frankie slept late the next morning. It was 10:30 when she came down to the lounge of the station hotel to find Bobby waiting for her.
Hello, Frankie. Here you are at last.
Don't be so horribly energetic. What is the matter with you?
I feel absolutely full of energy, said Bobby. I've been with Inspector Hammond for the last 30 minutes, and he seems to think we've been playing some kind of joke. So we've got to find out exactly what's been going on. We want Roger Bassington French for murder.
And we'll get him, said Frankie, feeling better. How's Moira?
Feeling very bad. She's gone up to London, to a nursing home. She says she'll feel safe there. Now, Frankie, the start of the whole thing must be John Savage's death and his will, and it's quite likely that it's a forgery. That seems to be Bassington French's speciality.
I made notes after looking at the will at Somerset House, said Frankie. The witnesses who'd signed it were Rose Chudley, cook, and Albert Mia, gardener. Then there are the lawyers who wrote it, Elford and Lee, whose offices are here.
Right. I think you'd better visit the lawyers, Frankie. I'll go to see Rose Chudley and Albert Mia.
They met again at lunch.
Well? Asked Bobby.
Frankie shook her head.
Mr. Elford is lovely, but he was horrified at even the suggestion of forgery. He said Mr. Savage insisted on the will being written in front of him, and then Mr. Elford watched him sign it, and the servants signed their names to say they had witnessed it.
That says it's not forgery, agreed Bobby. And Albert Mere is dead, of natural causes. He was 72. Rose Chudley left the Templetons and went to the north of England, but then she came back and married a man down here. Unfortunately, she's a really stupid woman. Perhaps you could do something with her.
Rose Chudley, now Mrs. Pratt, lived in a small cottage which was full of ornaments.
We were interested to hear that you were with Mrs. Templeton for some time, explained Frankie.
I wouldn't say that, miss. Only 2 months.
Oh, I thought you'd been with her longer.
That was Gladys, miss, the maid. She was there 6 months. I was the cook.
You were there when Mr. Savage died, weren't you?
Oh, yes, miss.
And you had to witness his will, didn't you?
Mrs. Pratt didn't understand.
You saw him sign a paper, and you signed it too.
A look of something like intelligence passed across Mrs. Pratt's face.
Yes, miss. Me and Albert. I'd never done such a thing before.
Who called you to sign your name? Asked Frankie.
The mistress. She came into the kitchen and asked if I would go outside and call Albert, and would we both come up to the best bedroom? We did, and there was the gentleman sitting up in bed. He'd come back from London and gone straight to bed, and a very ill-looking gentleman he was. I hadn't seen him before, but he looked terrible. I signed my name, and I went down to Gladys and said I'd never seen a gentleman look so like death. And Gladys said he'd looked all right the night before.
And Mr. Savage, the gentleman, died when?
Next morning, miss. When Gladys went in to take him his tea, he was all stiff and dead. And then about 2 months later, Mrs. Templeton told me she was going abroad to live. But she got me a very good job up north, and she gave me a nice present. A very nice lady, Mrs. Templeton.
Frankie rose.
Well, she said, it's been very good to hear all this.
She took a £5 note out of her purse.
You must let me leave you a little present. I've taken up so much of your time.
Well, thank you kindly, miss.
Frankie went, and Bobby followed her after a few minutes, looking thoughtful.
Did anything about that conversation seem strange to you? He asked.
Only one thing, Frankie replied. Why did Mrs. Templeton send for the gardener to come and witness the will when the maid was in the house? Why didn't they ask the maid?
I stayed behind to ask Mrs. Pratt for Gladys's name and address.
Bobby's voice sounded so strange that Frankie looked at him in surprise.
She didn't have her address, but her name?
Well?
The maid's name was Evans.